This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans will get a chance to weigh in later this week on the state's new law that aims to make it illegal to use the so-called abortion reversal pill. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Under Colorado law, a healthcare provider would be subject to disciplinary measures for providing or attempting a medication abortion reversal. According to a draft rule under consideration, the medical board said they would investigate individual complaints, but aren't proposing to ban the practice altogether. They'll take more feedback during a virtual public hearing this Friday before making a final decision. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
One of Colorado's most popular state parks could see its timed entry reservation system expand. CPR's Matt Bloom.
Park managers are trying out a timed entry system at El Dorado Canyon State Park on weekends and holidays this summer. The idea is to limit crowd sizes by capping how many vehicles can enter at once. Managers say it's been pretty successful at reducing traffic and overuse. Visitor Martha Isaacson thinks the program should be expanded to all state parks.
I support it. We can't love our parks to death.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife managers have signaled support for extending the program. They'll vote on whether to make it permanent at one of their future meetings. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A new trail system is underway in the San Juan Mountains in southwest Colorado. The Silverton Single Track Society has begun work on what will be 30 miles of mountain bike trails called Baker's Park, named for an early gold prospector. This is CPR News.